You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders shares a tale of the nosebleed that forced his airplane to land.
The palm trees outside the Jacksonville, Florida emergency room were well lit by the parking lot lights at 1:30 a.m. An orange harvest half moon hung over the downtown skyline. I was waiting for a cab in the sultry Florida night. The airliner on which I had been a passenger had long left the tarmac after it touched down to discharge me more than 3 hours earlier. Some of its passengers likely missed their connections. Everyone went without refreshments. I feel badly about that, but it couldn't be helped. A massive nosebleed erupted about an hour into the flight. I stayed near the restroom with a concerned flight attendant for at least another hour, trying to staunch the flow, quickened no doubt by blood thinners to protect my heart and the fact that we were at 32,000 feet. This was not going to end well. After a number of calls between the pilot, medical crews on the ground, and asking me lots of questions, the decision was made to touch down in Jacksonville, about 3 hours shy by car of where I was headed on a trip to check on my daughter Casey, who was in the hospital. I was the cause of an emergency medical landing. I can now scratch that off my bucket list. The pilot announced that we were landing in Jacksonville because, quote, a gentleman has a nosebleed. I wanted to sink into the seat cushion on the last row where I had been planted. At least nobody hissed as I left the aircraft, flanked by two medics. Some were likely thinking, I am going to miss my flight because some old goober has a nosebleed. Two medics escorted me off. I walked the gauntlet of passengers, avoiding eye contact. In the skybridge, what seemed like a dozen first responders and airline personnel waited. A jovial EMT took my blood pressure, which was stroke territory high. I was headed to the emergency room, loaded in an ambulance on the tarmac. Vehicles pulled over as we made the short trip, me holding a massive wad of napkins to my nose. It was as if I were in a movie in which I did not want to participate. I was in the ER for 2 hours before the bleeding stopped, after the doctor cauterized my nostril 3 times. That hurts. Avoid this procedure unless you enjoy having sparklers go off in your nose. I didn't care, I just wanted the nosebleed to go away. The charge nurse was from Wisconsin but owns land in Apple Springs where she used to raise bees. That's in Trinity County. The bees stayed north in the summer and then came to Apple Springs in the winter. I told her I'd been there many times. We bonded as she kept shooting medicine into my IV to lower my blood pressure. As I waited to be discharged, by phone online, I canceled and rebooked hotel rooms and rental cars. I would be driving back to Texas. No way, I was getting on another plane and ruined the travel plans of another 100 passengers. Besides, I am probably on a no-fly list after this debacle. I arrived in early afternoon, frazzled after less than 3 hours of sleep. Casey was discharged 2 hours later. 2 days later, I hit the road with 1,350 miles ahead of me. I made it to Houston on the second day, dropped off the rental, and drove back to Longview. The flight attendant who watched over me kindly texted me as I drove to Melbourne, checking to see how I was doing. Until this gets fixed, I am earthbound when it comes to travel.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.